HiBridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Shortest Way Home, One Mayor's Challenge and a Model for America's Future, by Pete Buttigieg. Read by Pete Buttigieg. Everyone's own homeland is Kashmir to him. Afghan proverb. Section 1. Remembering. Factories were our cathedrals, pushed up out of the Great Plains. Michael Collins. Chapter 1. The South Bend I Grew Up In. Dawn comes late, here along the western limit of the eastern time zone, so far from the coast that our first sunrise of the year arrives after 8 in the morning. Most January days are cloudy, making sunup a hidden and gradual process, less a moment of daybreak than a cold shift away from the illuminated night, in which the cloud ceiling and the snow cover reflect the sodium streetlights between them into an orange glow, so bright you can read the paper outside at 4 in the morning. So the first hint of morning actually makes things seem darker, as the amber nightlight yields and the sky deepens into a kind of electric indigo. The species of light evolve around you, from luminous ambience to discrete points of light along the horizon, the general giving way to the specific. Looking at this scene from the 14th floor windows of the mayor's corner office, it's easy to imagine that you're in the wheelhouse of a ship at sea. Adding to the effect, if it's windy out, the air pushes and pulls the picture window panes, making a noise far out of proportion to the wind's actual strength, as though the entire building is buffeted by a great gale. A few snowflakes whirl out of the air and fly up across the reflection of your fluorescent-lit face, and you feel like touching a piece of furniture to make sure you are steady. It was that kind of deep winter morning on New Year's Day 2012, my first day as mayor of South Bend.